This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day. Lovely, lovely, lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Yeah. Lovely day. Okay. This is a lovely day. Every day is a lovely day. It's a lovely day today. However it is that you focus on the day, trying to make it better, I'm certainly trying to do that, and so is Jay Kirshner. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where every single moment is a choice for us. And everything that goes on in your life, every single moment of your day is a choice as well. Everything you say yes to, everything you say no to, there's a choice.
How you react.
How you react to things.
Yeah.
You are correct among us.
Yeah, we can control how others act, but we can choose how we react,
yeah,
how we
That's
respond.
That's for sure. Yep, right. It's your
when
choice.
Even feel like it.
So, as you go through the day today, depending on the time that you're listening to this program, because it's heard all around the clock, all around the world, what will you say yes to today? What's in the plan? I always try to open, or at least at some point in the hour, have a question for you to think about for yourself. So what will you say yes to today, right? Join the thousands of people that are thinking about that, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people are thinking about that right now as they listen to Jay and me work our way through the issues of the day, the things that matter, the events, the people. And so I'm going to congratulate a lady named Donna Jean Wild. This woman must have serious forearms. She's a grandmother, 58 years old, has 5 children and 12 grandchildren. She just broke the world record for the longest plank.
That right? is so impressive.
She
How long was it?
4.5 hours.
Oh, man.
How do you do that? 4.5 hours. My back bothers me, and If I could do it for 4.5 minutes, that would be a record. She was breathing regularly. She stayed calm, she said. Didn't shake. She set the record for the longest plank for a female. Actually, it was 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
My goodness.
So she's.
And the thing about a plank is, I mean, that is... That
yeah.
requires
this is a strong
nearly
woman,
every yeah. muscle in your body. I mean, your core
yep.
is engaged. Your shoulders are engaged. Your upper
like
body, your lower body.
Her. Yep. Yep. In order to work this, to make it work, the forearms and toes must touch the ground at all times. Remainder of the body has to be lifted off the ground and kept straight. So her planking journey... Which is the culmination of 12 years of doing this. She broke her wrist, and she found that that particular exercise, the one she could perform with a cast on, she said, quote, I realized that I could read and do things when I was planking and fell in love with doing it. I've never found it any fun, frankly. In order to prepare for the planking record, she held a plank for 5 to 6 hours every day, split into 2 to 3 hour blocks. Surrounded by her loved ones when she went to the event, she focused on breathing and not shaking, as I said. The last hour was the most challenging, staying focused, keeping her form. She said it was overwhelming to have set the new world record after planking for these past 12 years. She said, quote, I actually still can't believe it. It feels like a dream. Wow. This woman,
check her out. This is amazing, but also here is what society tells us, because the headline of this story, depending on where you find it, is about a grandmother setting the world record. She's 58.
Yeah.
Yeah, she may technically be a grandmother, but they make it seem like she's 80-something.
Right. No, she's 58. And the men on the other side, 53-year-old Joseph Salik from Chechnya, I think it is, set the record for men 9 hours, 38 minutes, 47 seconds to hold a plank. Wowzer. Wowzer. God love her. All right, so there's the winner of the day, if you will. The folks at NASA have confirmed the mystery object that crashed through the roof of that home in Florida. Remember that? Came off of the space station. So look out below. Pieces are going to begin to fall off of it because in terms of what it's seen, the hours in space. You know, there's a great, I happened to watch this on the plane the other day going out to California. The story of the International Space Station is not the movie about the world going to war and what happened on the International Space Station. This is about the training that goes on, the experiments that go on, how people get back and forth up and down there. It's really pretty fascinating. And while we're in this department at NASA, there are a number of stories about the glory lights. So these new glory lights, it looks like a rainbow seen by the Webb telescope. And this particular observation on a planet outside of our solar system, this is the first time this has ever been done. Astronomers detecting the signs of this on a planet outside our system, 637 light years away from Earth. So here you go. Is there a habitable planet out there? This would indicate that there's an atmosphere, because you can't have a rainbow or these kind of lights. But how good is this telescope? We can see a rainbow on a planet 637 light years away. And if you do the math, 180 feet per second is the speed of light. Mm-hmm. Multiply that times 60 for a minute, times 60 for an hour, times 24 for a day, times 365 for a year. And that's how multiplied by 637. You still with me here on this? This is new information, though. Glory lights are rings of light that only occur under specific conditions, namely when light is reflected off clouds, like we have here on our planet. We see it all the time on Earth. You know, the rainbow and things that look like a rainbow. So the light is passing through a narrow opening, water droplets and clouds, that sort of thing. And it gets refracted. And so it's only been found on one other planet, and that was Venus. Meaning that if it's confirmed, it's the first glory to be detected outside of our solar system. So this is really something else.
It's exciting.
It is. Right.
It's really cool when you think of space elsewhere. And just, yeah, how infinite it truly is. But yep. On the flip side, whenever there's still parts of the Earth that haven't even been traveled. And when we learn new things about the deepest, darkest depths of the ocean, it's just as fascinating.
Yeah. It really is. It is fabulous. That's the only word that you can use for it. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. So apparently this discovery was made, Jay, after a lot of scientists around the world have noticed something like this over the last 3 years a number of times. So they've been collecting all of the data about light. And so the professor involved in this study says this is the first time such a sharp change has been detected in the brightness of an exoplanet, which that's how they refer to planets outside of our solar system, the brightness. So the hypothesis here is that with this glow they call it the glory effect, it could be indicating that there is life on that planet. So who's going to be the first one to go there 637 light years away? You want to volunteer? Help yourself. Have a nice trip. See you tomorrow. There is a list of the best and worst roads in America out today. Springtime, Roads are being worked on, potholes everywhere. No matter where you go, you've got potholes and the road qualities are going down. Every state, people living in these, all the states, the the personal injury law firms say that you know, they have cases in every state. People lose control of the car, they go into a pothole or bad roads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let's see here. The best roads in the country are in Georgia, right? And then, let's see, what are some of the other? Tennessee is not far behind. That's interesting. Tennessee, for example, funds its highway improvements with vehicle excise taxes. And let's see, the federal money that comes in, state money, local money, yada, yada. But it's about the money that you spend or don't spend. Tennessee's roads are like I-40. You are familiar with that. Would you agree with this assertion that the roads in Tennessee are that good? You used to live down there.
Yeah, the roads were good. It was the infrastructure itself where you, I think a lot of places will have this, but the on-ramp is right next to the off-ramp, so you had a lot of that's those situations. But also, there was so much construction, and you had bolts and stuff. Like, flat tire wasn't the issue. It was cracked windshields, because there were always bolts and stuff that were flying all over the roads. Yeah. But the roads themselves, not a lot of potholes.
Okay, number one, this is the top ten, the best roads in the country. Idaho has number one, Georgia two, Tennessee three, North Dakota four, Nebraska five, Wyoming six, Kentucky seven, Alabama eight, Montana nine. But look at this, and Oregon is ten. So those are states that don't have a lot of traffic, I mean, compared to what goes on some of the eastern or western states along the coast. So you want to know what the bottom ten are?
What are
you? Let's see here. Pennsylvania is number 40. Mississippi is 41. New Mexico, 42. Let's see. West Virginia, 43. Washington, 44. Massachusetts, 45. California, 46. Hawaii, 47. Connecticut, 48. Rhode Island, 49. Worst roads in the country, New Jersey.
Whoa.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
But the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show, is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934, I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner digging around in social media, Jay, to check the tech, if you will. And so we follow the course of events for Elon Musk and X. Seems down in Brazil, the Supreme Court has included Elon Musk as a target in an ongoing investigation over dissemination of fake news. They have a problem down there. It's not just here. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So the justice noted that Musk began waging a public disinformation campaign regarding the actions down there. Musk continued for a couple of days, most notably with comments that his social media company would cease to comply with the court's orders to block certain accounts. So this means that if they are able to, I guess each country can block, right? How do they do that, though? How do you block something like this off of somebody's computer or laptop?
Look at some countries that don't even allow certain social media. They have their own social media.
Yeah, China. Yeah, China's an example of that. Anyway, so Musk is being investigated for intentional criminal instrumentation as part of an investigation into a network of people known as digital militias. Wow, that's a great term. Allegedly spread defamatory fake news and threats against, in Brazil, the Supreme Court itself. The investigation will look into Musk engaged in obstruction, criminal organization, and incitement comment. He hasn't had any comments.
Well, he's always been, you know, very open about people should be able to post what they want to post, tweet what they want to tweet. Yeah. Unless, you know, when it comes to anything about him, then he reserves the right to make that go away. But the latest in this is that lawyers representing him said that the platform will comply with every ruling issued by the court.
Yeah. All right. Well, what is the we'll see. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. All right, here's another one involving criminal activity. It seems that criminals are finding new ways to target consumers using social media, and especially this deep fake technology that now is around. And so the pressures of life having an impact, fraud prevention folks are all over this. Members had reported being increasingly concerned about the potential growth in fraud generated by artificial intelligence. See, this is where there's a real problem. And the world can't keep up with it legislatively. You can't keep up with this. The changes are coming too fast. and the increase in AI-enabled identity fraud, very sophisticated phishing scams, deep fake images, that kind of stuff, both audio and video. So they have created what they call the Fraudscape. 374,000 fraud cases were reported to the fraud database last year alone. And they have worked on preventing a couple of $1 billion worth of fraud losses. Is that when you see on your computer that whatever it is, has your whatever your defender may be, Norton, if that's it, has prevented 13 cases?
Security program. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, right.
Like we blocked exactly. This many viruses. And,
right, mm-hmm. Yep. The criminals are now sharpening their skills and their tactics to exploit a lot of the data that they can get using AI. They fraudulently open accounts, steal identities, take over customer accounts in banks. And so the personal banks, especially like Republic, are particular targets for identity fraudsters because there's a lot of money in most of those accounts. The very wealthy, well-to-do are the ones that put their money in Republic. So anyway, there are a number of people trying to deal with this. 700 people work for this company to try to stay ahead of the AI. So something to certainly be aware of. 28 after the hour here is a public service. This is Good Day.
It's probably your second biggest investment, especially lately. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your car has been a pain at the pump, but gas prices aren't the only way you may be burning money. Have you had a minor fender bender? If it's just a dent, you might be able to save the deductible and keep your insurance premium as is. Grab your bathroom plunger, stick it into the middle of the dent, and pour hot water over the area. Then pull hard. Repeat as necessary. And if your headlights look foggy, skip that squirt bottle product. Simply rub on toothpaste. Let it sit for a minute, then rub off with a clean cloth. And that spray that restores your dashboard and other interior surfaces? Save the money. Apply olive oil with coffee filters. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at my...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is reviewing Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to provide military aid to key U.S. allies. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the administration requires more specifics on the plan.
We're going to wait past judgment after we've had a chance to take a look closer at the Speaker's proposal. The important thing is that our allies like Ukraine and Israel, who are under the gun, literally under the gun, get the security assistance they need as quickly as possible. So we want them to move this week.
Johnson presented the plan on Monday, advocating for four separate bills allocating funds for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other critical priorities. The body of one of the three still missing victims that had been unaccounted for following the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore has been recovered. The family has asked that their loved one's name not be released. Two more victims still remain unaccounted for. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates are not likely to be cut next month. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
I'm kind of level with you. We can't get married at all.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, I'm not a natural blonde.
Doesn't matter.
I smoke. I smoke all the time.
I don't care.
Well, I have a terrible past. For 3 years now, I've been living with a saxophone player.
I forgive you.
I can never have children.
We can adopt some.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
From Some Like It Hot. Nobody's perfect. That's correctamundo. I'm Doug Steffen. Not perfect. Jay Kirshner, pretty close to perfect.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. I appreciate that. No,
James Collins, long ways from being perfect.
No.
All right, so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
Yeah. Okay. How many people are having a cup of coffee right now? Are you drinking coffee, Jay?
I am.
You drink coffee. Okay. James, you drinking? You know, I don't think you drink coffee, though, do you?
I drink some coffee, yeah.
Yeah.
Not right now, though.
Okay. No. All right. So, Jay, to you and all the others who are drinking, slurping some coffee right now, it could be that the genes from the coffee plants that the coffee beans came from, the genes from the beans, are 600,000 years old. I'm dealing with a lot of this stuff after I saw the full episode and I was talking about on the plane of the thing that Henry Louis Gates does. What is that show called on PBS? Anyway, I've forgotten. Something mm-hmm. ancestry. But anyway, so he had Julia Roberts and Ed Norton on, and they were talking about the things, you know, the way that beings, the things that live, share, depending on the flora, the fauna, the things that we learned in chemistry about the phyla, you know, what, like your Homo sapiens, and then there's something else after that that sort of helps define who and what you are. Well, there are categories for all living things.
Makes sense.
And so the genes from coffee plants, pretty much all around the world, according to some research that is being done at the moment, they have taken the different kinds of beans, like there's Arabica. I remember having a coffee company as a sponsor, and that was one of the types of coffee beans. So Arabica, according to researchers, these plants have learned how to protect themselves from pests and climate problems. And so it's because of the natural crossbreeding of various coffee species that these coffee beans have been, you know, they've lasted 600,000 years.
They're survivors.
How about that? This is work being done at the University of Buffalo by a biologist there. The wild coffee plants that were first used and picked in Ethiopia, or what is now Ethiopia, thought to have been roasted and brewed in, back hundreds of thousands of years. Hundreds of thousands of years ago. But they primarily started using this brew, if you will, in Yemen in the 1400s, and then in India in the 1600s. So this is this kind of coffee, the Arabica, that's how you pronounce it. Smooth, sweet. Now, do you know what you're drinking? About 60% of the global coffee market use, like Starbucks and Tim Hortons and Dunkin' Donuts, they use Arabica. Then there's another blend called Robusta, excuse me, which is stronger and bitter. That's why they don't like it. So, anyway, I thought that you'd find that interesting, all the work that's being done.
It is,
yeah. Find, I think when we think of genetics, we think of human beings. We don't think of plants. But the whole idea, if you look at the corn that you eat or any of the vegetables, there's all kinds of hybridization that's gone on there in the interest of making bigger and better plants and things that are resistant to pests and gunk that's around. But anyway, I thought that you would find that of interest and importance as we move forward here. I don't know whether this is a step forward or step backward in the human progress. Remember John Wayne Bobbitt? Raise your hand, please. You remember him? Got his ding-dong chopped off by his wife. Now he's had his toes amputated. And this has nothing to do with Lorena Bobbitt, his wife. He's been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, and so that's what happens. The water supply. You know, all those ads for. Excuse me, I sneezed.
Oh, bless you.
You know, all of those ads that you see on TV now for the water at Camp Lejeune? He was one of the people that drank that water. So the reason I'm telling you this story is not necessarily, so we remember John Wayne Bobbitt, and we all have a smirk on our face when his wife chops off his ding-dong. Now there are, this is a warning, this is a story, and so all the ads that you see, even though they sensationalize it, they are not incorrect. The water there, apparently, for decades, was awful down in North Carolina. Pretty much the whole decade of the 80s, starting in the 70s and going into the 90s, the water was severely contaminated. And so among the things that have happened to soldiers who were stationed there were peripheral nervous system problems. So that means that the signals sent between the central nervous system into your body parts don't work. And it's caused strokes in a lot of people, osteoporosis, all kinds of ulcers and skin grafts. I mean, this is horrible.
Yeah. And it's not something that's just easily discovered, like, one step and then it's overnight. Yeah. It's long-term kind of usage.
Yeah, there are all kinds of mental and physical problems that have come as a result of the contamination of the water down there. So there is the Camp Lejeune Justice Act from last year. So he's saying that my problems went back to having a, you know, the problem with my wife, ex-wife, Lorena Bobbitt, could have come. He had a wandering ding-dong, and they kind of blame that on Camp Lejeune. And so there are two pieces to this story. Number one, the recollection that we all have of John Wayne Bobbitt, and when that all happened 30 years ago. God, it's been 30 years. Amazing. He had it sewn back on, by the way. You knew that, right?
Yeah. Well, and the she didn't do it because he was cheating. She accused him of rape and abuse for years.
Yeah, right. And he went on to be an ex, you know, he was a celebrity of sorts in a certain circle.
Yeah.
And he did a bunch of X-rated movies.
At least a certain part of him was a celebrity.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep.
There was a children's song that we would sing, and we always very much enjoyed singing it, of their story to the tune of The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Dee, 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 dee. The boo-boo goes away, or whatever the lyric line was. Yeah. All right, there's some good news. Fewer Americans applied for jobless benefits last week. Labor market continues to thrive, even though the Federal Reserve is, you know, worried about inflation. And in a sense, that sort of reflects on if there are no jobs, that means something, well, there's two or three ways of looking at this. There's something wrong if we don't have people to fill the jobs. And that's a systemic thing because the government makes it so easy for people not to work in this country. It's pretty sick. And the other side of it is that because people are the folks that have people in jobs, they're keeping them there by trying to make them happier. So the unemployment claims for last week fell by 11,000 from the previous week, 11,000 fewer jobless claims. Let's see here. Weekly unemployment claims are a proxy for the number of U.S. layoffs. And so that would suggest that we haven't had a lot of layoffs. And now the Federal Reserve in the last, what, year and a half, 2 years, raised the borrowing rate 11 times. And they haven't raised it in the last four times. But the inflation rate was higher than it had been for 40-some-odd years. So, yeah, and this is part of what happened in COVID, giving all the money to everybody. Nobody went to work, you know, all that stuff. Another one of the outrages. No matter what you say or what you think, I am completely convinced this was one of, if not the biggest in modern times, scam perpetrated on humanity, this whole COVID thing. And you can blame the Chinese for that because this is, you know, it's the whole thing about the economy. What they were trying to do was disrupt the world's economy, and they did a pretty good job of it for a while. So anyway, there have been layoffs, though. I thought that was, you know, you see, the smaller companies aren't announcing layoffs. Google did, right? Apple has. eBay did. Snap, Amazon, yeah. Cisco.
Well, they had to. They had such a increase in hiring during the pandemic, and then that need just isn't there as it was, and they have way too many people on board.
Yeah, so, but they still, you know, unemployment claims are like around 200,000. That's a low number, frankly, very low number. All right, now, going to the state of Hawaii. Say hi to the folks in Maui for me. Maui, say hi to everybody over there. Two bills moving through the Hawaii legislature, phasing out short-term rentals. that are not occupied by the owner. Hawaii's trying to tackle rising housing costs and a number of people that are homeless because the weather is good. If you can get on a plane or a boat or something, get over there, you at least won't die of being cold and frozen. These two bills have prompted a lot of debate about the future of vacation rentals, the Airbnb stuff, right? Residents complaining about the impact of tourism. You know, if it was up to the natives in Hawaii, there would be no tourism. Nobody would go there because they think the tourists have ruined their islands.
Mm-hmm.
And I get kind of their argument.
People take advantage of it. They don't appreciate it as much.
Right.
Visitors litter. It's one of those things where smoking is so frowned upon there because of what it does, and then the litter, nobody
as well it should
the cigarettes away properly, and
all right. So anyway, what's going on over there is a result of people and their frustrations. Short-term rentals have been profitable, but that doesn't help the locals, right? And that's what this is for. The focus is on the locals and having housing for the locals. 25% of the housing units, for example, in Lahaina, which is Maui. Did you post that picture? I posted.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it what, ended
what you
up
saw
in the picture
from
that
Lahaina.
I took. Right,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's where the problem is the biggest, but it's a problem all of the islands in Hawaii. So I think the result of this would be more expensive to find a place to stay when you go there. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Normally.
Enough.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brief episode in the history of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his clinic in Salt Lake City. He has some fabulous experiences, fabulous stories, fabulous attitudes, fabulous ways to help keep you on the right course. And so if you look at the, if you go back in time, I mean, every week we have these 2 hours, one with Jack Stockwell, one with Ken Kronos, offering help on your quest for the best health possible. Jack has different ways, different thinking than does Ken. And so that is noted here as we try to understand the whole business of salt. I I find myself often listening to the two of you, Jack and Ken, as you pit your information, not against each other, but this contrary. And that's one of the reasons that I do it the way I do it, because people should hear both sides of the story. So you were listening last week when Ken took the position that he did. He doesn't think you should put salt on anything at all. And he doesn't think you should put sugar. I have any sugar in your system either. I think it's hard to avoid both of them. But you don't agree on the salt. As a matter of fact, you vehemently disagree with him when it comes to the salt shaker. So you want to explain that?
Yeah, it's like the debate on, with vitamins. How many vitamins? Should you take this? Should you take that? Without ever contradistinguishing between vitamins that were made in a laboratory and the real vitamins that come from food. It's the same thing with salt. Usually when there's a disagreement on salt and salt causes can lead to water retention, can lead to higher blood pressures, there's no distinguishing difference established between what would be considered table salt and sea salt. Now, I would agree with him with table salt. Table salt has one mineral, just sodium, and way too much of it. Plus, it has anti-slaking additives in there to keep the stuff flowing, like when it rains, it pours kind of an idea. And that's the wrong kind of stuff. The right stuff is the salt that's colored. It's either pink or it's gray. If it's gray, you know it's sea salt. It came from the French coast. If it's pink, you know it's Himalayan sea salt. This salt has as many as 84 minerals in it. And our bodies are so dependent on minerals, let alone all the chlorides that are present. And your body needs the chloride from salt to form hydrochloric acid. And so with the patients that I deal with that are on salt-restricted diets, almost invariably they have some kind of digestive problems because they're not making enough hydrochloric acid to break down the proteins. So I just wanted to make that. When you hear stuff
does
like
that contribute to a lot to gas and that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because this stuff will it'll fester. It'll ferment.
Yeah.
And so when stuff sits in the stomach for too long because it's not sufficiently acidified, it'll turn into a little volcano and start blowing these acids up your throat. And then you think you got acid indigestion when you didn't have enough acid.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to make that clarification.
Yeah, no, you did. That's very good. Now, I think that we were talking, and this is something that we didn't spend as much time on as I would like to have, the blood thinners that are important. There are 9 of them, and you maintain at your website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, that these are kind of musts. I was looking at what I have. The cayenne pepper I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole because it's just so, it's dangerous.
Well, it's rough on the stomach. Some people get a kick out of it. Other people, it's just too sensitive. Mm-hmm.
But garlic is easy enough, and ginger.
Yes.
And ginkgo, and green tea, and the fish oil. See, I maintain, Ken says to me that I have no plaque in my thoracic cavity. And he even attributes it, you know, he says, I don't understand this. And I said, how about I take 3 fish oil capsules a day? Does that make it understandable? And he looked at me and he said, yeah. And so I think that's one of the easiest ways for me, between that and turmeric or curcumin or whatever you want to call it. I think there are such benefits there. That are so easy. And the green tea, I think, also. Don't you think that green tea
I agree with you. These are the things that our species has been using for time immemorial to have good, healthy blood circulation. And we know
without knowing it. They didn't know it. They don't know that turmeric is... You know, the Indians, today they know.
Yeah, they don't study this stuff.
They don't
study nutrition. Nutrition is not a part of medical education.
Food is medicine.
How to sell drugs.
That's the mantra, doctor.
Body healthy.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check it out there, or JackStockwell.com. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.